powerful testimony. And I guess the first time I saw Cassie, she came bursting into the office with how many? You had all the children with you.
Five
children. And she just came in and she sat down on my couch and she just starts sobbing. And it was just, it just felt like you were thinking, I can't believe I'm here. I'm actually here. And then here comes John later. And man, we have loved this couple. We want them to share their testimonies and whatever God has laid on your heart.
Good morning, everyone. My name is John Burkholder. This is my wife, Kathy. And we're happy to be here. And it's an honor. It's a blessing to be here to represent Jesus Christ. When we were singing the song, Jesus Saves, I want to confirm that, because if he wouldn't, I wouldn't be here. So it was, it's been a good morning. And first, I'd like to give you a bit of background on my life. I grew up Amish, and we left the Amish in May of 2013, which is a little less than a year ago. And but up to that time, I was raised on a small. I wasn't a farmer. But we had horses and things. I went to church regularly with my family, and as I grew older, I heard the gospel that we heard in church, and I never give it much thought. And as time went on, I joined the young people, and I met my wife, and later on, before we got married, I went into business, and I always just thought that I was okay. That God would, always tried to do things right, that God would, he would accept me as I am. And then later on, after I went into business, I always tried to do my work perfect, because I thought that if God would say, if he'd ask me the question, I'd say, well, I did everything I could possibly do. And later on, in business, I had a plan to do everything just right, because that way God could not, he just had to take me into heaven. And there came a point in time when business started going the wrong way, and I got a few callbacks on the jobs that I thought were done perfect, and I came to realize that I was not a perfect person. And so as that went on, after that, in the meantime there, we got married, and we had children. We have five children, and so I got to a point where I seen that this just wasn't going to work, and financially we were not doing great, and I was struggling to be a dad, just in every area I was struggling. So as time went on, I suffered from anxiety and depression. And in the fall of 2011, it was late in 2011. I got to a point where, financially the business wasn't doing good, and I was not. It would get me down to where I felt like I couldn't be the father I needed to be, and I was starting to have. I had previously had, but they were more and more enticed. Were suicidal thoughts, and. By God's grace, her family, her parents, invited us to go to a seminar in Holmes County in Berlin, Ohio. And there a speaker took the time to, he brought out what happens in a person's life if he just lives on a works-based salvation. You just keep sinning and sinning, and it just compounds and compounds. And that day, out of 500 people in that room, I felt like I was the only one there. And as I was sitting there, I was wondering to myself, I was trying to make sure that I don't make any facial expressions wrong or stuff like that, because I was afraid my wife would see that something was wrong with me. And I was fighting it really hard. And at the end of that day, I knew that my life had to change. And I had previously, people had talked to me about Christ, and I'd always just shrugged it off. And I'll never forget one day, I was 20 years old when I started my business. I was 20, this was, I would have been 35 at this, 34 at this time. But in the meantime, there, I worked for another contractor for 3 years, and he was a born-again believer. And I remember one day, it was words that stuck with me. It would never go away. And we were going down a freeway one day, and just out of the middle of nowhere, he said, John, what are you going to do if I just fly out of this truck all of a sudden? And I just looked at him, and I said, what are you talking about? And he said, well, you know, there's a time coming when God's going to come back, and us and believers in this world are just going to, boom, be gone. And I thought to myself, wow. I just went quiet. I just looked straight ahead, and I just went quiet. I said, wow, that must be for him, but not for me, you know. But those words were very, when I came home from the seminar, those words were very profound in my head. And so that night, the next day, I tried to talk to my wife and make things right a little bit, you know, tried to tell her a lot of things, but I just couldn't get it done. And the next morning, early in the morning, it was about 4 a.m., I woke up and I sat straight up in bed. And it was not an audible voice, but it was just something told me, you need to pray. And I had never really, you know, prayed from my heart to God. So I got out of bed, I went out in the living room, and I knelt down by my chair. And I remember looking up, and the only thing I remember was the song, How Great Thou Art. When I realized that I was kneeling, I have no idea how long I was there, but when I realized I was singing, How Great Thou Art, How Great Thou Art. And it was at that time that my life totally changed, and I have not been the same since. Amen. So, you know, I'm just very blessed. And you know, as time went on, we, you know, things, the Amish people found out about it, and they started asking questions, and I tried to talk to them, and things just got to a point where it was really hard to talk to them, and we had to do something. And that's when I text a friend, and that's when we got Joe's phone number, and that's when we made the phone call, and it was Joe will tell you that it was like John explained how MAP started. Nobody had any idea what to do, but I would just like to turn it over to my wife for a little bit and let her talk for a minute.
Just to kind of continue, when I walked into Joe's office, life changed completely for the second time. I had no idea what was coming. I had no idea that even we were really leaving the Amish, or I'm just getting help for a temporary period of time. But it was an awesome summer. Jerry Guess had taken me to Associated Charities and supplied us with a lot. Joe and Ivan Miller played a huge part in our life, and I'll be forever grateful. Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Our time's about up here, so I just want to thank Joe one more time. Just thank you very much for what you did, and it's been a true blessing. And if more people have questions, we'd be gladly, you know, we could talk about it later sometime. So, but may God have all the glory. Yeah. Amen. Yeah.